With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A rocket strike at a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights has killed at least 12 children and teenagers. It's the deadliest strike on an Israeli target along the country's northern border since the fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah began. Also on SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump says Vice President Harris must be held accountable for her role as the administration's so-called border czar.
I get angry at the incompetence that I witness every single day, the way millions of people are pouring into our country.
Mr. Trump spoke at a rally in Minnesota as the presidential campaign enters a critical final 100-day stretch. The rally in St. Cloud yesterday also featured his running mate, J.D. Vance. Vice President Harris is making plans to announce a running mate by August 7th.
If she meets the August 7th deadline, the vice president will have squeezed the process of vetting, choosing, and introducing a running mate, which typically takes months, into just over 3 weeks. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention will begin voting on Ms. Harris's nomination for president on August 1st, provided that no one else qualifies as a challenger. The party's rules does not require a similar roll call vote for a vice presidential nominee. Vice President Harris tapped Eric Holder, the former attorney general who led the vice presidential vetting process for Barack Obama in 2008, to oversee the process for her through his law firm, Covington & Burling. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Thousands of firefighters battling a wildfire in Northern California are getting some help from the weather just hours after the blaze exploded in size, scorching an area larger than Los Angeles. Apple has reached a tentative collective bargaining contract with the first unionized company store in the country. The agreement must be approved by roughly 85 employees at the store, which is located in the Baltimore suburb of Towson. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio are participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they'll work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services independently and then help train another cohort of religious leaders. This is SRN News. Hungary's nationalist leader is giving his backing to U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán says the European Union is sliding toward oblivion in a rambling anti-Western speech in which he warned of a new Asia-oriented world order. In remarks on Saturday in Bele Tushnat, a majority ethnic Hungarian town in central Romania, he also threw his support behind Donald Trump's presidential bid. Orbán is facing growing criticism from his European partners after embarking on rogue peace mission trips to Moscow and Beijing early this month, aimed at brokering an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lawmakers from at least six countries say Chinese diplomats are pressuring them not to attend an annual China-focused summit in Taiwan. More details at SRNNews.com.